This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Here are your GE stories at 1. Pakatan Harapan claims it has secured enough parliamentary seats to form the next government. Its chairman, Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad, says his coalition lead is now impossible for Baris Nasional to keep up following this morning's GE 14 polls.
It would seem that we have practically achieved that figure. And the figure for the BN is very much less than that. There is no way they can catch up. The total number of seats is 222. So it is 111 is the cutoff point. So we need 112.
Mahathir has also accused the Election Commission for deliberately withholding the official results. Meanwhile, EC Chairman Tan Sri Muhammad Hashim Abdullah has refuted allegations that the Commission is delaying the result announcement.
Kita tak ada halangan dalam aspek ni. Jangan kata SPR menghalang ke. Sebagaimana cakap-cakap sekarang ni SPR menghalang, SPR tak nak bagi keluarkan dan sebagainya, ada keputusan sebaliknya dan sebagainya. Itu tak betul. Kita masih juga menunggu. Kita merupakan badan yang bertanggungjawab untuk mengendalikan urusan pilihan raya ini. Bererti segala keputusan yang kita keluarkan itu adalah keputusan rasmi.
Currently, the official election commission tally shows Barisan Nasional having 52 parliamentary seats, while Pakatan has 59. Three seats went to independent candidates, while PAS has 10. This comes as former Titi Wangsa MP Dato Sri Johari Abdul Ghani conceded defeat to Pakatan Harapan's Rina Harun.
We are trying our best. Very unfortunate that the wave of Tun Mahathir was so strong, especially dalam negara kita, especially dalam bandar. So kita kena terima kegalahan yang hati terbuka. We come back.
MCA Deputy President Wee Ka Siong has defeated DAP's Liu Chin Tong with a razor-thin majority of 303 votes. He is likely to become the sole or one of two MPs for MCA. All other MCA incumbents except Alugaja have been defeated. We await the results from Alugaja. According to unofficial results, PAS has captured the Terengganu state government after winning 21 state seats. PKR's Kamarudin Jaafar has won the Bandar Tun Razak parliamentary seat in a fight against UMNO's Adnan Seman and PAS's Rosni Adam. MICU's chief, C. Sivaraja, has won Cameron Highlands with a slim majority of 597 votes. PAS Secretary General Takiuddin Hassan has retained the Kota Baru seat with a heavily slashed majority. Meanwhile, the police have set up roadblocks on roads leading to the Prime Minister's office complex in Putrajaya and are directing traffic away from the area. Nevertheless, the atmosphere in the administrative capital remains calm. I'm Mira Sivasuri. You're now up to date on BFM 89.9, Battle for Malaysia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.